Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
I must give my heart.
We're just talking about faith here. It's interesting, that's James Taylor in The Bleak Midwinter. And he kind of sings it, it's kind of uplifting the way he sings it.
You know, I was humming that to myself when I was writing the book. Honestly, because I used to love that song. I love James Taylor as well, all the other. Remember those? I can't think of them now, but I was so
the batch of them.
Yeah, James Taylor.
That's right, and Carole King and Joni Mitchell and all them. Yeah, it's lovely. It's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous sound. Jared Haughey was saying that he's mad about you, but he was saying there are plenty of us here who do still believe in the bread of heaven. And of course.
Oh yeah, of course.
He said even if you don't, but you do.
Yeah.
We all have a faith and a belief.
The language we put on it doesn't matter. It differs from one tradition to another. And for many people, it's not even within a tradition. Yes. It's in music. Beethoven once said, all great art can work only from heart to heart.
Right.
And that's the way music works. Mm. And, like, that touches our faith. You know, you cannot, if you like, you can't not believe in God when you listen to Beethoven. And there was a great Peter Brook, he was a theatre director.
Yes.
He once said, you can't act Shakespeare if you don't believe in God. You can't perform it.
That's interesting.
Right? Because it's not that God is the word you should be using. Let's get rid of all those words. But we will still, in 1,000 years' time, I believe, as humans, we will have this dimension to our humanity which is called faith. It's the dimension to say that there's more than on the surface. It's like the future is built into the present.
Yes.
And when we pay attention, it's like seeing a light in the darkness. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's what all art, all writing, all beauty is about, that faith in what is in the darkness is not darkness. Look at Caravaggio's paintings.
Yes, yes.
He said, I paint the light, even though every 90% of his pictures are black.
That's right, they are. It's interesting that you should say that, because as readers go through the book, and we go into January.
Yeah.
You have a different mindset.
It turns of love.
Yeah.
Because of love,
And you leave the darkness behind, and then
absolutely.
You get into the light.
And as I was saying earlier, like, even now, if you're down and lonely or tired or sorrowful,
and as you say, this is the time of year.
This is the time of year it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But think of the daffodil. The bulbs are in there, tucked away under the clay.
It's a great bit of positivity, that.
And that's the future.
Yeah, it's a great bit of positivity. The kindest man is Michael Harding. Did you know that? Caroline Colbert says that this morning. Met him at Quivy. Quivy, with your pal John, and a beautiful human being, she says.
Quivy. I shouldn't be talking, it was private, you know. But
all right,
Quivy,
okay,
is
well,
a beauty. Quivy is beautiful. No.
Have brought it up, should I not?
No, it's the great Don Meskell she's talking about, who lives near Belturbet there.
A friend of the show, great Don Meskell.
Yeah.
Which we love him.
Yeah, he's a magnificent man.
And he's a Christmas song he sent us.
He is a magnificent man. And I spent a few hours with him, a couple of days, over in his beautiful... He renovated an old church and it's a magnificent studio.
In
Cavan.
In Cavan,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
He's a fantastic fella.
Ah, yeah.
But he comes in, he's like a rock star.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's
well, musicians are always a bit more edgy than... I think
they are.
Writers are kind of big old fat things that slump into chairs, right?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
You know, musicians are always a bit edgy.
Oh, yeah, he comes in here, you think...
Yeah, you get nervous.
There'll be a load of people outside taking pictures of him.
God protect me from saxophone players.
Oh, stop it, man. Listen, will you stay for a little
while? I'd love to stay for...
Good boy, thanks a thousand. We have traffic, and there are people stuck in traffic jams all over the shop, so we need to mind them.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Let the revolution begin with the all-new Citroën C3.
Now, Orla, there you are, dear.
Hello, how are you?
Welcome back. So what have you got for me?
So we'll start in Dublin, and there's traffic lights out of action at the junction of the Rathmines Road and Rathgar Avenue. There's a breakdown out on the M50 southbound, and that's at the slip road for junction 15, Carrick Mines, and the N4 inbound has a delay between junction 3, Lucan East, and the M50. And there are a number of protests expected in Dublin this afternoon, starting at around 4:30 this evening from the Phoenix Park, the airport, and Clontarf. and they will all drive towards government buildings. Elsewhere in Cork, the South Douglas Road is busy northbound towards the Evergreen Road, and Limerick's Dock Road is slow northbound from the Dock Road East roundabout right up to the Green Park roundabout. Galway's Newcastle Road is busy southbound from Corrib Village towards the Taylor's Hill Road junction. And finally in Sligo, O'Connell Street in Sligo Town remains closed while crews clean up an oil spill. That's your latest traffic and travel news.
All right, Orla, thank you so much. And we shall allow. Are you with us tomorrow?
I am indeed.
You're very good. You like yourself. You martyr to the work. Talk to you in the morning.
See you later. Bye.
Cheers for now. Lovely warm chat. Lovely to James Taylor too, from Mervyn County Antrim. By the way, we had an email from a pal of ours, Aaron in Knockray, Jordan Street. He's one of our regulars, Michael. And he said he's recently taken up meditating. And he says of himself, it beats sitting around the house doing nothing.
You what?
He says it beats sitting around the house doing nothing. Anyway, he says he's looking forward to our chat. He sent us in this about half an hour ago. He recently discovered your podcast, and he says he wants to pass on his thanks to you through your podcast. You've introduced him to the teachings of. Is it Thich Nhat Hanh?
Yeah.
Something similar?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
It's such a gift, says Aaron. He says, I picked up the how-to books, which I highly recommend to anyone. And he sent us a picture. There's a load of these things. There's a load of these how-to books. We got it through you to listen to the podcast. Who is this chap that you're...
Well, I didn't know you were going to mention that, but I'm delighted you did.
Well, you have a podcast.
I do. It's like nearly a private... You know, personal thing. It's like a phone call.
Right.
So you get it on Patreon in the normal way, but it's not polished. It doesn't have kind of introductory music or guests or anything.
Right, so it's a chat.
And
like
it's
you...
simply a one-to-one.
Is it you?
Yeah, you can listen to me and I just reflect and meditate, sometimes on Islam, sometimes on Buddhism, sometimes on Christianity.
Right.
I just share my enthusiasm for being alive. That's all. And... It started 5 years ago, and I didn't think it'd be lasting more than 2 or 3 months in COVID.
And how often do you do put them out?
I do it every week. It's a new episode of an hour every Friday.
And you do it from home?
I do it from home or from Donegal. I have all the equipment in both places.
That's lovely.
Yeah, and I love doing it. It's like it's kind of a very personal, shared kind of meditation about my life in a way that you can't do publicly.
Sure.
You know, even though the podcast is out there, you can get it on Patreon.
Sure.
But it's like, it's a personal, it's a one-to-one. It's just me and you talking about being present to each other.
And yet, we have gone to see you in the pavilions down the road in Dunleary. And that's very personal. And even though it's a crowd, it's very one-to-one because we all felt a connection with you. Very funny.
Yeah.
There's a lot of humour in your when you're on stage.
I think so, yeah.
Just to make that point.
I am. I was always a comedian too.
You are a funny man. Yeah. You are a funny man. Yeah. Listen, this guy, Thich Nhat Hanh, how to smile, how to walk, how to love, how to listen, how to eat. Is it...
The guy was a Vietnamese Buddhist monk.
Okay.
He was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize by Martin Luther King many, many years ago.
Good Lord.
Yeah. And he ended up in France for many decades in a place called Plum Village. And he simply teaches Buddhist meditation. He's passed on now.
Yes, yeah,
about 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
And he simply teaches, if you like, I think one single gem, and that is be here now.
Be present.
Be present.
Yes.
And that's what Marilyn Robinson, the great American novelist, says. And she's a Christian.
Yes.
Be here now. Pay attention to the world around you. Just get into the present moment.
Yeah.
And you will find peace, happiness, everything. And you can call it meditation or you can call it arson around the house. Right? And it's a great excuse when you are arson around the house and somebody says, what are you doing all morning? And you'd say, I was meditating.
That's right. You're a great man for meditating. I've read all your books as you well know. You're devil for meditating.
I'm fierce good. They used to say I was good at doing nothing.
But you're very good at looking out windows. I've never figured that out.
But now I call it meditation.
The other thing is, wasn't Sister Stan a great one for that too?
Yeah.
She was a great one about wellness in that sense.
She was, yeah.
Wasn't she? God bless her. She was. It was a very important thing. I remember it because she used to talk about it. And she, when we would go, there was a Christmas event she used to put on for people and for Focus Ireland. and everybody would have a mindfulness thing where it would go quiet. And she would just speak for a little while quietly and then silence.
Yeah. Where was she from now?
She was from... Was she Kerry?
Kerry, yeah.
I think she was Kerry.
She had... There's some ancient psychic power in certain Kerry women.
Right.
They have so much energy.
Yeah.
So much energy.
She used it. She was amazing. Did you meet her?
Oh, I did. I knew her. Yeah.
Oh, I knew her. She was a marvel.
And she would come to you regularly. You know, she used to do these books.
Yes, I know. We have...
Seasonally. And she'd always... ask me for a piece for it, and obviously...
I know, that's right, you were in the books, that's correct. Yeah. But they were beautiful books.
But her energy, they were beautiful books,
She was very clever. The other thing about this, when I was going through this book, and I was trying to kind of get a sense of what you were doing in the book as well, if there's anything that comes out of the book, because it takes a while as we go through the November and into December, and then January comes in the hope, it is the fact that you can be in a hopeless situation.
Yeah.
But if you believe that there's a way out of that situation, then you're going to be okay. Yeah. But it's trying to get to that point. And for many, it's very difficult, isn't it?
Because I think it is, yeah.
You also refer, you know, that idea of people who live alone, people who are isolated. Yeah. For them, there's a hopelessness that...
Absolutely.
To try and override that must be very difficult.
Yeah.
And you're very conscious
of
that.
And I think that it comes with age...
Yeah.
And I think it must come with serious illness and chronic illness and pain.
Yeah.
And I think it comes with loss and grief of a partner or something. There's an immeasurable amount of suffering, right? There's no end to it, in one sense. Before you even talk politics, before you even talk wars, there's an immeasurable amount of suffering in human life. And how you deal with that, I don't know. But I don't think, like... Faith is not about an idea or an intellectual position that gets you out of the trouble. Faith is like from the heart, in emotional way, to be present in your heart to the mystery of suffering and to believe in some sense that within the suffering there is an unnameable hope or love or kind of somebody's mind in you even though you feel alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, put that in any language you want. Yeah. I'm not arguing about it. But that's the deep truth, is living in your heart in relationship to the cosmos. It's beautiful.
And it can be very difficult.
And it may be the thing that will get you through the suffering. I couldn't say it will get you through it.
No.
But it may be.
Yeah, but it's something to believe in.
It may help you.
That's the one.
That's all.
Will you stay another few minutes?
I will, surely.
You're an awful good man altogether. I'm with Michael Harding. We're talking about his book, Midwinter, A Journey Through a Season. You're up for an award tonight.
I'm up for an award tonight. Listen, it's only out. The book awards is on tonight.
But that's fantastic. But as everyone in your book says, number one best-selling author, there's every danger you could win this thing.
It is great that I'm in it. And thanks be to God I'm in it.
And that's no surprise to anybody. We just stop.
There's many, many great books in it.
No surprise to anybody. March in the morning. It is 9:30 and time to get the latest news now in the company of Emma Coonan. Emma, good morning.
Thank you, Marty, and good morning from the newsroom. US authorities say they have stopped processing all immigration requests from Afghan nationals after two National Guard officers were shot and critically wounded in Washington. President Trump said the main suspect was an Afghan who came to the US 4 years ago. US media are reporting that he served in the Afghan army supporting US forces deployed there. Speaking from his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, President Trump announced that additional National Guard troops will now be deployed to the capital following the attack, and also said the U.S. must now re-examine immigration issues.
We're not going to put up with these kind of assaults on law and order by people who shouldn't even be in our country. We must now re-examine every single alien who has entered our country from Afghanistan under Biden, and we must take all necessary measures to ensure the removal of any alien from any country who does not belong here or add benefit to our country.
Firefighters in Hong Kong are searching for possible survivors from a huge fire that broke out at a complex of high-rise apartments housing more than 4,600 people. Hundreds are still missing. 55 have been confirmed dead. Three construction company executives have been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter connected to flammable materials that may have allowed the fire to spread quickly. The EU Commissioner Michael McGrath has said that the European Commission has recommended to extend the nitrates derogation for Ireland. He said there has been extensive engagement and cooperation between the Irish authorities and the European Commission on the nitrates directive. Under it, farmers have to limit the total amount of nitrogen from organic manure applied to their land every year.
RTE Lyric FM weather.
Mostly cloudy with rain and drizzle this morning, more persistent rain later and highest temperatures of 10 to 15 degrees. And that's all from the newsroom for now.
All right, Emma, many thanks. Now it's at 9.32.
I'm Dr. Erwin Gill, consultant paediatrician at Children's Health Ireland. In my line of work, I look after children who've suffered traumatic brain injuries. In the last year, I've seen more than 20 children who have sustained a serious brain injury after a fall riding an e-scooter. Many parents don't know it is illegal for children under 16 to ride an e-scooter. The average stay in hospital for these children was 19 days. These are serious injuries and some with lifelong consequences. As someone who sees injured children on an all too regular basis, I'm asking you, please do not allow any child under 16 to ride an e-scooter. A message from Children's Health Ireland and the Road Safety Authority.
Christmas comes early at Brown Thomas with up to 25% off almost everything across women's wear, menswear and accessories. Plus enjoy 20% off selected beauty sets. But hurry, Christmas comes early at Brown Thomas ends this Monday. Shop with us in-store on the Brown Thomas app and online at brownthomas.com. Exclusions apply.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance, because it's never too late to do something new.
Meet James. He made big savings on his car insurance when he made the switch to OutSurance.
Hi, I'm James. It's true. I saved €301 when I made the switch. And with the Out bonus, I know I'll get 10% of my premiums back in cash after 3 years claims-free.
Sounds great. For a competitive car insurance quote like James's, call 1-800-600-400 or visit outsurance.ie. Real people, unreal savings. OutSurance. You always get something out. Based on a like-for-like policy comparison, the customer received a gratuity for their participation. Out bonus calculated less taxes and levies. Exceptions criteria, terms and conditions apply. Car and home insurance is underwritten by OutSurance DAC. OutSurance DAC, trading as OutSurance, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Pause for a moment and give a little thought to your library. A place where all of us are represented. Think of how we are looking to a brighter future together with our communities. Library Ireland Week, Sunday, November 30th to Saturday, December 6th. And the theme for this year is Libraries Light the Way. Visit libraryirelandweek.ie for more details.
RTE. Supporting the arts.
Ag taku leis na halianna.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
Now, here we are, Marty in the Morning. It is. I'm hoarse from yapping to people last night. I was saying to Michael earlier on, I'm drinking water. So Frank Sinatra used to say fish swim in it. He didn't drink water.
Yeah, the water is very bad for you.
Very bad for you altogether.
It's an awful mistake. It should be on the port.
The port.
Do you know the port is supposed to be very good for the voice?
Port is a great man, I believe. Yeah. Are you mad? Do you like the port, you do?
If you had more port and less water, Marty.
That's right. Trying to live a healthy life. Yeah. Dennis Barrow wants to know what you think of Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin and Netanyahu. It's interesting this morning you said you avoid the news.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny now that question came in?
Isn't it funny? Because off air we were talking about that.
That's right.
I was saying that I completely detoxed from my phone, and the phone was pouring in all this toxic media information into me. Giving me, you know, heart problems.
Whatever.
So what I did was I bought a little small digital camera for €100, and instead of playing with the phone, you see, it's just like a child with a rattler. Instead of having the phone, I have the camera.
That's very good.
And then when I want to go on YouTube or something, instead of watching Piers Morgan, I watch some old photographer in Japan.
Good man.
And it's like I'm living in a different universe.
So you're
no politics at all.
Are you checking out? Yeah.
I finished.
Don't want that.
The only thing I'd say is that Donald Trump, I think, is a great healer.
Right.
Like he's like Finn Bar. The fella, you know, he's a healer.
You're going to explain this to me.
I'm going to explain that to you.
Good man, I'd love you to do that.
Particularly for men.
Right.
He heals them. of all sorts of ailments, because what happens is every evening across Ireland, across Britain, across America, people turn on the television and you're guaranteed you can watch the great man Donald Trump sitting there in his chair, his golden chair, in his golden room in the Oval Office, and he's blathering away, and you watch him for about 5 minutes. Now, you could be depressed all day, you could have various illnesses or troubles in your heart, but you look at Donald Trump and you say to yourself, well, at least I'm not as bad as that fella. And that's the way he makes you feel better.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good.
But anyway, I'm finished with the news.
You're finished with the news. Yeah. Well, fair play. I can't argue with that one. Now, lovely to Michael Harding, and at this stage I beg to ask him, why doesn't anyone suggest we view life as a journey, an experience to be lived through with everything it brings for good and bad, but with the unknown always possible? This is very... The old adage, you never know what tomorrow will bring. Keep up the wonderful... And so there you go. So there, that's what you're saying. It's the positivity, the hope,
it's the positivity.
Shining a light
on
the day.
Yeah. And I do that in the books, I do it in the podcast, and I do it on tour.
Yeah, well, that's... I know you do. I know.
Yeah.
Faith is not the absence of suffering, the courage to find meaning within, says Leo Traynor this morning. So
it's
coming out, you know. By the way, great interview with Michael. We're looking forward to him joining at our special... solstice event. You have a solstice event.
I have a big solstice event, I think, yeah.
Where's that?
I think it's in Malahide.
Is it Malahide?
Yeah.
Out my went.
Yeah.
You'd have to come in for a cup of tea. In Malahide.
Expect Wonder, I think it's called.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. Well, we'll have to get that.
And then I'll be after Christmas. You'll expect more Wonder. I'll be in the National Concert Hall.
The National Concert Hall is a big gig.
Yeah.
Now, that's a big room.
It's like... Do you know, it's my Thanksgiving. I was thinking about it like this.
All right.
Because I've been on tour, I've been around the country for 10 years doing what stand-up comedy with a bit of philosophy, right?
Yeah.
And I do the new book each year. And I just talk the book as like, I'm talking to you, I just tell the stories.
Yes, sir.
And this time, the whole tour ended in December and somebody said, you really should think of doing the National Concert Hall for one night only as the final... Thanksgiving celebration of the whole tour.
Yeah.
And maybe the whole life.
Yeah.
Not that I'm going to go away and...
No, you're not.
...drop off me twig, but...
But you're not going to stop, right?
But just one big gig to bring everybody together and see how it feels to do that intimate...
This is
chat.
The 9th of January.
The 9th of January.
9th of January. And it's midwinter, you're calling it.
Oh, it's midwinter because that's the book and that's the middle...
That's right.
It's just after Nollag na Mann.
Tell me about Christmas for you. Is Christmas at home? What's Christmas in your house?
Christmas was always for us Leitrim, and we have two children. There's, you know, Simon and Sophie and a daughter-in-law, and they all would come and we just do the same thing every year.
And again this year?
Again this year.
How lovely. In the house.
Now we're thinking this year of going to a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Just as a novelty.
Right,
just as a pure novelty.
Would you get in at this stage?
For two nights.
Yeah.
As a novelty.
As in Christmas night as well?
Yeah.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, but then next year will be the same, please God.
Yeah.
You know, Christmas is...
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
Christmas is at home.
I have to ask you, will you go to Mass?
Do you know, I wouldn't go every year, but I went, I think, last year to Drumshambo.
Mm.
And there was... utterly beautiful liturgy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you might
a choir. Yeah. Charlie McGettigan would be in the choir, right?
Would,
like, you're talking very high standard.
Oh, you are.
And Frankie is the priest in, I think he's Frankie, in Drumshambo. Beautiful, reflective sermon.
Right. So if you're not in the hotel, living it up.
Well, if I was in the hotel, do you know what I'd do? What? I would go to the Church of Ireland Cathedral for their carol service. In Cavan.
Right.
Because the hotel I'd probably go to would be the Farnham estate, you know.
You get a deal now if they're
there. I shouldn't be saying this,
you get a deal now.
Will I?
Yeah, you probably will. We're not allowed to get deals, but you
No, because I was reared there. I was reared in that area.
Yeah, you
And I remember as a kid, we used to go to the carol service in the cathedral, in the Church of Ireland Cathedral, and it was always beautiful.
Well, I think one way or the other, I know you're going to have a lovely Christmas reunited with the family. It's lovely when everyone comes together like that.
It is.
It's a very big deal.
Yeah.
The 9th is the National Concert Hall. Please God, we'll get to share it with you. We'd love to go with you.
I'd love if you were there, Mark.
We loved it last time.
And I will,
But I know, I mean, very briefly, Michael Judd wanted to acknowledge you did a tribute to Tom Hickey. And he says it was so elegant, truly captured the wonderful contribution Tom made to the arts in Ireland at Sinead and Michael Judd. Just wanted to mention that this morning with you. Huge amount of faith. It's a huge amount of people getting in touch this morning who are loving the work. Good luck tonight. Windows a draw.
Thank you.
The book is an absolute joy, and it's also beautifully illustrated. Sorry, I should have said that to
absolutely
people.
God Almighty. Ina Farrell is the artist who put huge
the
work
fox
into
and
making
everything.
Just magnificent images and illustrations of that book.
It's truly gorgeous. Michael Harding, you're an absolute joy. Keep the faith. And can I say happy and a Merry Christmas and a lovely long life to you, because you talk about ending things. And please God, this is the beginning of another phase.
And to you, a happy Thanksgiving, a happy Christmas. Keep the faith, and I'll see you on the 9th of January in the National Concert. Oh, God, that was
very good.
I watch the TV in the afternoon. If I get lonely, the sound of other voices, other rooms are near to me. I'm not afraid. The operator, she tells the time.